Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine large language models, LLMs, right? These incredibly brilliant minds, stuffed with knowledge, but basically stuck, like in a room with no
Yeah,
doors.
they couldn't really do anything, no real-time info access.
Exactly. And for developers, trying to connect them to, well, anything, it was this tangled mess.
The classic N by M integration problem. Every connection was custom work,
Yeah.
nightmare.
Right. But here's where it gets really interesting. Something called the Model Context Protocol, MCP, came along.
Ah, yes, MCP.
Think of it maybe like the USB-C port for AI applications. That's kind of the
It's a
idea.
good analogy. It's an open standard, popped up late 2024 from Anthropic.
November 24, yeah.
Yeah.
Designed to, standardize how these LLMs hook up with external tools and data.
Yeah.
So our mission for you in this deep dive is really to explore what MCP means, how it's being picked up,
And critically.
and critically, how it's boosting the open source LLMs, letting them interact with the real world.
And what's fascinating truly is just how fast MCP got adopted. Yeah, I mean, just months after it was introduced, you had giants like OpenAI, Google DeepMind. They officially integrated it.
Wow.
They
Okay.
basically declared it rapidly becoming an open standard for the AI agentic era.
Agentic era where AIs can actually act more independently.
Precisely. Perceive, reason, act. So this isn't just some, dry tech spec.
Right.
It's the industry saying, okay, we all have this problem.
And here's a shared solution for enterprise, desktop, research, all of it.
Exactly.
So, okay, drill down a bit. What does this actually mean for how LLMs do things? How does it work?
Well, the clever part is its architecture, its client server,
Okay.
which effectively decouples the LLM's brain, its core intelligence,
Okay.
from the messy details, the nitty-gritty of talking to external systems.
Ah, so the LLM doesn't need to know how to query a specific database, just that it
You
can.
got it.
Good.
The LLM just needs to speak MCP to any MCP server.
And that server handles the rest.
Right. It lets the LLM easily use tools. These are like discrete actions, querying databases, calling APIs, and also leverage resources, things like documents or images.
Makes sense. It standardizes the request.
But, and this is important, my first thought goes straight to security.
Ah, yeah, I can see that. If it can call any API.
Exactly. This whole tool calling thing is powerful, lets the LLM decide to act, but it opens up, well, significant security questions.
Like what?
Well, tools mean running arbitrary code, accessing data.
Yeah.
So the protocol does emphasize things like user consent, data privacy, tool safety. But,
There's always a but.
well, yeah. Security researchers back in April 2025, they flagged ongoing risks, things like prompt injection.
Where you trick the AI with hidden instructions.
Right. And also lookalike tools, basically malicious fakes designed to fool the AI.
So there's this tension. You want the AI to be autonomous, useful.
But you absolutely need that human oversight. It's a fundamental challenge.
Okay, so shifting gears a bit, for you listening, maybe you're playing with open source models. How does MCP fit in there? Because proprietary models, they just build it in, right?
Largely, yes. For open source, it often works through an ecosystem, client applications, frameworks.
Like bridges.
Exactly. They act as crucial MCP bridges. They let the models use the standard without needing, deep core modifications to the model itself.
So platforms like Hugging Face become central hubs.
Definitely. And things like Llama, LangChain, anything LLM, these are key enablers making it happen.
Gotcha. And we're seeing some really powerful open source models leveraging this, or
Oh, absolutely. This is where it gets really exciting for developers. Real-world applications are accelerating because of this.
okay, let's name some names. Meta Llama 3 from the US.
Yeah, widely seen as the most capable open one out there. 8 billion, 70 billion parameters.
And its reasoning, its coding abilities, they mesh really well with MCP through clients like a Llama, LangChain.
Perfectly. And Meta's whole open weight strategy, combined now with easy MCP integration. That's pouring fuel on community innovation. It shifts the game.
Okay, who else? Mistral AI from Europe, France specifically.
Right, especially their Mixtral 8x7B model. That one's a big deal for efficiency.
How so?
It uses this innovative architecture, sparse mixture of experts, MoE.
Right, MoE.
So it's got like 45 billion parameters, but computationally it acts more like a 14 billion parameter model.
Yeah.
Much faster inference, reportedly 6 times faster than Llama 270B.
Wow, so high-end performance, but way more accessible, cheaper to run.
Exactly. Democratizing powerful AI, essentially.
And then for businesses, maybe more regulated spaces, IBM Granite, also US-based.
Yeah, Granite models are explicitly designed for enterprise, focusing on trusted AI.
Trusted AI. What does that mean in practice?
Things like built-in risk and harm detection.
Hmm.
And crucially, function calling hallucination detection.
Ooh, that's huge. Making sure when it calls a tool, it's actually a sensible call.
Precisely. Plus, they have a massive 128,000 token context window. Great for crunching long documents, vital in regulated fields.
So adding MCP to that trusted foundation, that unlocks a lot for businesses.
Definitely. And it's not just those big three. Like you mentioned, Alama.
Yeah.
Platforms like that extend MCP support to loads of models. Qwen from Alibaba in China, for instance.
Right. So it's broadening the whole landscape, a truly global thing.
It really is.
Okay. So let's pull this all together. The big picture here. What's the main takeaway?
I'd say MCP is fast becoming foundational, a key layer for building these next gen AI systems that are aware of context and can actually act.
Yeah. It's not just about making the models bigger or smarter in isolation.
Right. It's about smarter connections.
Yeah.
That's what unlocks the real world uses.
And the future looks like more sophisticated agents.
Oh, God.
Hopefully secure ones.
That's the trajectory. Balancing that autonomy with essential human control, we'll see more innovation in explainable AI, granular permissions for tools. It's going to change how we interact with tech.
Which leads to the final thought for you, the listener. As these AI agents get woven deeper into our lives, into real world systems, how much control are you actually willing to hand over?
Yeah, and what checks and balances, what mechanisms will really ensure we can trust them?
Something to think about.